should help me sing this song. Singing the E-E-E. She don't ever wanna go to sleep. Singing, hey mama, don't wanna drop, just kiss me before I leave. Hey lady, don't say maybe, you're the one that I can believe. Hey lover, don't wanna bother, think before I bring.
Yeah, and are we looking forward to Sandance this coming Friday evening over at Atlantis? And that's right in the pocket, Jason, as I would say, right in the groove. Love the kind of the claps on the introduction to that piece.
Yeah, and vocally is very nice as well, isn't it?
It's, yeah, and I'd say the trilby's sort of pretty cool as well, isn't it? You know,
yeah, but not on this one here. I've got a baseball cap on. Well, Matt Curran is wearing a baseball cap on here, but he's wearing the sort of the trilby hat in the studio. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, nice to see you.
It's my more sophisticated look today.
Looks like it's something out of Mad Men, that hat, doesn't it? And has that travelled the world with you, Matt?
It has, yes.
Yeah, it's a cool piece of headwear. And what are you going to be wearing on Friday? The hat?
I haven't thought that far ahead yet. Right. Maybe I need like a Panama thing going.
Yeah, it'd look pretty cool.
Am I going to be in the sun?
A little bit of sun there. Sun's the sunset, so you might have to do two hats.
All right. Now, Greg Dufton joins us, the promoter of Sandance. You were so excited when you'd secured Matt Kearney. You got me on the phone and said, you know, I'm so glad that I've got Matt to come along because he's perfect for Sandance.
Yeah, I mean, with Sandance, we're always trying to find great acts for sunset because it's such an important part of the event and it's kind of a real, you know, the differentiates us from a lot of other festivals and events in Dubai. That's that whole sunset on a beach. And obviously, you know, Matt's tracks have been playing for quite a while on the radio and just the perfect sound for sunset. So it was for us, you know, as soon as I kind of thought, you know, that's the right sound, got in touch with the agent, tracked him down on, through various methods,
channels,
CIA, prison records, and tracked him down and then, managed to get it sorted. So we're very glad to have him here.
So Matt, sunset on the beach, are you looking forward to
it? I am, yeah.
Yeah. What are you going to be playing for us?
Some songs, I think.
Yeah,
that's the goal.
I mean, they're all
my
good
stand-up's
ones.
Terrible, so...
They're all good ones, aren't they?
Yeah, I'll be playing some, you know, just stuff off my new record, Young Love. I don't know. I haven't thought about it yet.
No. Do you often kind of go on and improvise kind of...
Well, I mean, I've got the usual suspects, you know, if it was on the radio and did well for me, I would generally play it, or if... Like a doctor made out to it on television, I might have played it, probably.
Yeah, I mean, you've had songs on TV shows.
I have a lot,
That seems to be the vogue, and so have the fray as well.
Yeah, it was really, you know, as a new artist, you're like in this knife fight to get going and get your career off the ground, and Grey's Anatomy and some of those shows played it early on, and it really boosted what I was doing.
Yeah. What other shows, Matt, of your songs appeared on? You said Grey's Anatomy there, and some of the other TV shows.
Yeah. I wish I knew, honestly. I don't know. I just wrote songs and, you know, they're about like these dear friends of yours or emotional moments, and then you get a phone call one day and they're like...
Now, the reason I ask that is because there's certain series that are out now, very popular series that tend to play a lot of really nice music, but you never get to find out sometimes because it doesn't appear on the credits at the end. So maybe some of your songs, you know, I mean, there's one of the big series at the moment is Revenge, and it's sort of, they feature a lot of songs within that. And you sometimes you don't quite know who
you don't know. You're like holding your phone Shazam up there. You're trying to get it as quick as you can.
Yeah.
I've been there, yes. I've discovered great music on TV shows, I think it's odd as the writer because you'll write songs and then, you know, someone's like...
Wasn't it that...
Someone comes back and it's something odd. You know, it wasn't about what you wrote it about. But hey, you know, it's like you watch it and it really puts it to life.
It was like the series The O.C., I think. They ran for about 4 seasons. And they had loads of tunes in that. It was amazing.
They were kind of one of the forefronts for that.
Now, you're based in Nashville now, aren't you?
I am, Nashville, Tennessee.
Which, we've been speaking a lot about this kind of last few days. Our previous guest was from Nashville. And we were talking to the Fray yesterday, who recorded the latest album in Nashville. You know, it must be
they're jumping on the bandwagon, man.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they're following in your footsteps.
Totally. I've been there for like 10 years, so...
I mean, it must be such a wonderful place to be creative in.
It is. I mean, you know, L.A. and New York are usually the pop places in the States, and just lately, though, it feels like with Kings of Leon and Jack White from the White Stripes and Black Keys and all these guys are moving to town. Well, Kings of Leon are from there, but there's like this rock kind of... alternative scene that's really brewing.
Yeah, I mean, I believe there's just like studios on every street corner.
There, I mean, it's crazy. It really is. It is.
Is it?
There is so many studios and musicians and like forming a touring band and rehearsing. If it live music, you couldn't be in a better place to just be around great people.
To record, but is it difficult to kind of stand out from the crowd with so much competition there, Matt?
Probably. I mean, every server at every restaurant.
Obviously, you've cracked it, obviously.
I mean, I'm strange because the way I did it wasn't the typical Nashville way, nor do I make kind of country music.
No.
But yeah, I mean, every server, every person that makes your coffee, you can sing better than you can, probably. Probably better than I can. You know, there's so many talented people there.
Yeah. A bit like L.A. when all the waiters are kind of acting.
Yeah, totally. I mean, everyone in Nashville.
Waiting for that big acting job to come up, and they're sort of working away there in sort of restaurants and stuff. Yeah. Same thing there, yeah?
Oh, everywhere, yeah. Yeah. I mean, they're... I didn't follow that path. It was just me and a friend. I wrote a song, Nothing Left to Lose, which was my first single that really did well and put me on the map about us driving across the country. But we really just showed up and actually set up our own home studio and, you know, borrowed every cent we could and made our own record. And the label picked it up. So I was kind of devoid from all that. I would go play the singer, the songwriter nights they would have on Monday night, you know, all the songwriters would get together.
Yeah.
But I didn't really do the hustle in that way. I did it in a different way, you know.
But this way of coming in and building the studio as well, that's quite interesting because, just talking about this the other day, people at one time were soundproof, like we're in the studio here. I mean, it's totally soundproof. But when you're doing it independently sometimes, do you actually sort of just build the booth itself?
Well,
because it costs a lot of money, doesn't it?
Well, these days with technology and computers and just like... You can go buy a program. Every Macintosh, every Apple comes with a program called GarageBand. And the funny part is you said you like those claps at the beginning of Hey Mama. That's actually me clapping into the microphone on my laptop in GarageBand, the program that comes with the
Is it really?
I mean, we took it into a real studio, but yeah.
Yeah.
When we moved to Nashville, we had this little apartment, and I took some office cubicles that were in the dumpster next to us and set them up in a square. And that was our recording
booth. Yeah. Brilliant. Excellent.
And it worked. I mean, it made it on a major label
takes it on, yeah.
Because, I mean, they're pretty awesome claps, aren't they? I mean, that clap amongst claps, you know.
It is. I really feel like the remedy to a good clap is a laptop speaker. It's really, I've touched on something.
Yeah.
I haven't told anyone that.
No.
That's worth gold right there.
I think it is, yeah. And I mean, do you use these claps on all your tunes, or was it just on that one?
Well, I should now. Yeah. I should sell these claps. I'm actually going to start selling claps now. That's my new business. You just help me decide. You can get 5%.
Okay, we're going to take a little break. And I think I'm going to ask Matt to, you know, demonstrate a few claps in the break. We're going to come back and talk a little bit more about what's in store for Sandance and also the specific kind of guitars that he likes to use.